Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veteran Services located here in Colorado Springs and proudly presented by USAA. USAA continuing to hire. If you'd like to join that great team, you can do so by heading on over to usaajobs.com. Today on the Veterans Voice, we're focusing on the social impacts that Mount Carmel is making throughout the community. And joining us first off is Jonathan Liebert. He is the co-founder and CEO of the Colorado Institute for Social Impact. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Veterans Voice.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here. Happy to be here to talk about this great organization.
Exactly. And first off, let's talk a little bit about the mission for the Colorado Institute for Social Impact, what you guys do and what that overall mission is.
Absolutely. So we do a couple of things that I think are really important as we talk about this, really what is a new sector of the economy. Typically described as the fourth sector, but I think really what you can kind of think of this as is this is about purpose-driven business, and so the purpose-driven sector. Our mission is to harness social impact to accelerate the evolution of business, and what we mean by that is this. It's really about purpose and profit, kind of mission and margin are becoming more and more kind of one, and so when we talk about even our vision, you know, this whole notion of this social impact economy will empower and create this new business definition of success. And what we mean by that is, you know, you want to make money. We absolutely live in, you know, a free market society, and we need businesses to go out there and make a profit. But what we're seeing is more and more businesses are creating more mission-based things, and they're creating more purpose-driven initiatives. So you've got businesses that are becoming more mission-focused, and you've got nonprofits even that are running more like a business, you know? And so this hybrid business of a social impact company, social impact business, purpose-driven organization, purpose-driven business. There's a whole lot of new lexicon vernacular that's out there, but it really is about creating an economy that gives more value to mission-driven businesses.
Exactly. That social impact, as you'd mentioned, kind of that fourth sector of the economy, and that's where you've come in, where you're looking at some studies as far as various social returns on investment. We're going to look at the social return on investment for Mount Carmel and the amazing work they're doing here across the community, really quantifying that. But as, when it comes to that social ROI, let's talk about the history and how you really measure the impact that these companies are making.
Yeah, so everybody's pretty much familiar with an ROI, return on investment, and you know that's really kind of measuring the financial impact that your organization or company made. This is very similar in that sense. That's the SROI, but the S for social return on investment is really about measuring what type of social, you know, impact did you have. So, you know, one, how did you make money? ROI. How did you create, you know, impact and SROI? So it really is about measuring your purpose and really kind of figuring out how does this work out? So, you know, a lot of people are asking these questions now. So if you donate money to a nonprofit or if you purchase from an organization that does like a one for one, you know, buy one, they'll give one away to their favorite charity or to a child in need. People are more familiar with kind of how these things work. But the more important question here is, what does the impact actually have? Is it actually doing what you want it to do? And so we did not create this whole notion of SROI that was based on another company out in California years ago. And, you know, this is something that they started and then abandoned. And then we kind of picked it up because it's like, you know, you guys are onto something here. This makes a lot of sense. But what they were trying to do was kind of this one size fits all, you know, so everybody has this one formula that kind of dives into how this works. And that's not necessarily the case. Every organization, every business is different. They focus on different things. They focus on different impact. And so we have a very different approach where it's not a one size fits all model. It really is it depends on the organization. It depends on what they're focusing on. So we do a very individualized approach to measure what organizations are doing. And so in the case of Mount Carmel, we looked at economic impact. What were they doing as it related to job placement? So if you get somebody a job, that means there's an economic impact. There's value down the road by placing somebody in a job. That means they're not unemployed and, you know, somebody has to pay benefits. They're not going to jail or they're not dealing with lots of other issues. From the human service element, there's a lot of good things that Mount Carmel is doing in terms of behavioral health, wellness, family and veteran, you know, resources and support, and also taxpayer savings. Mount Carmel, we had some numbers for them that showed that they're helping to reduce homelessness, reducing arrests, reducing incarceration, and obviously that very important one, reducing unemployment. And so what we're able to do with SROI is prove that an organization is actually doing the work. They're actually creating that impact. And so for Mount Carmel, what we found was for every dollar that they get that's donated or through grants or, you know, however they get that dollar, $2 is coming back, you know, and it's being returned to the community. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio, which is, I think, just so impressive here. If it was just a 1-to-1 ratio, that's awesome. They're doing what they say that they're doing. But there's a 2-to-1 ratio, which means that you're getting double the impact back for any investment that you give to Mount Carmel, which means they're doing the work and then some. So this is really, really exciting.
Exactly. It's just showing how much of an impact Mount Carmel has throughout the community. And when it comes to measuring that, you mentioned a couple of things. What are some other ways that you really look into and dive into the return on investment, not only the nonprofit sectors, but other businesses that have that social impact are really making in our community?
Yeah, so we absolutely love looking at, typically when you have organizations that are doing things around unemployment or job placement, you get some really, really good numbers, which I think is really important. We've measured other organizations, there's one called Blue Star Recyclers, which puts people with disabilities back to work. And the numbers that they have are also just really impressive because, you know, we're seeing how unemployment rates go down, how rates of healthcare incidents decrease. You know, there's just a lot of information. We'll measure education, training. We have measured another group that does things around just, you know, pure well-being and health. And so helping to reduce mental health issues. There's just a lot of different things that we can measure. And there's a lot of different missions that different organizations have. So again, doesn't matter if you're a for-profit or a nonprofit, you know, we measure both. But, you know, this is all about, you know, what are the impacts, what are the economic impacts that people are doing based on mission? So if it is getting somebody a job, if it's putting them into treatment, if there's an environmental issue they're working on, we can even measure that. There's just so many different ways to do this. But again, I think what's important is that it's nice to talk about, it's nice to do, but in these cases, consumers are savvy. They want to know how much the impact is. So if an organization, a business says, we give $1 million away to charity every year, they say, that's great. That's fantastic. That's the first step. Can you tell me what that $1 million bought the community, what they impacted, how they impacted it, and in what specific areas? And those are the types of studies that we can do now to really get specific to show not only the business owners what their impact is doing, but also so they can communicate to consumers how they're impacting and how they're positively impacting the community.
Exactly. And another way to help consumers know just the level and the people that they're working with is this professional certification when it comes to these social impact strategies. And let's talk a little bit about some of the certification process that goes in there to have that, you know, at least initial stamp of approval, if you will, that the company is doing right socially and they are making that positive impact.
Yeah, so one of the things right now is if you wanted to go and get a degree in this, you could. You go get a degree in social impact strategies. It's going to be out east, probably with one of the Ivy League colleges. It's going to take you 3 to 4 years and be very expensive. And that's great if you're just kind of, you know, starting your career. But for really everybody now we're seeing is interested in this. And again, it doesn't matter what type of business you have. Doesn't matter if you're a for-profit or nonprofit. You can do this work. And so what we've created is a professional certification in social impact strategies. So it's really kind of a boot camp, if you will, of getting folks from any community. We have people that fly in out of state to take this course. And it's a 3-day intensive. And this 3-day intensive kind of takes them through the basics of how to build one from the ground up, how to build a social impact business. Or maybe they've got a nonprofit. They want to sell more products or services. We'll help that nonprofit do that. Or if there's a nonprofit that says, you know what, I want to give back more, I want to measure my impact more, I want to be more, you know, specific and strategic, will help that for-profit model have more of a mission focus. So it's for working professionals that don't have, you know, 4 years to kind of get this stuff done. And as the business economy changes, as capitalism evolves, people need to be doing this stuff, not only to sell more product, but also to attract employees that want to work for a company that cares and work for a company that's actually doing some good things and can prove it. There's a lot of reasons why you want to do this. So this professional certification is super important for folks that, you know just enough to be dangerous, or maybe they know nothing at all. We're going to give them the information, give them the basics, help them start a business from scratch, or, you know, kind of tweak an existing model to incorporate more of the social impact into what they're already currently doing.
Exactly, Jonathan. You'd mentioned a lot of consumers now making their purchasing power, making their donations based off of this measured impact. And you guys have been busier than ever with the Colorado Institute of Social Impact. And what does the future hold for the Institute?
So that's a great question. And you mentioned the Colorado Institute for Social Impact. While Colorado is home and always will be, we're not planning on going anywhere. The need for these types of services and this new way of thinking has been so great. We're actually getting calls from other cities that are asking if we can come in and help them develop ecosystems in their communities. We are going to change the name, so it will not be Colorado anymore. It'll be national. Home will always be Colorado, but there's just such a need for what we're doing out there that we are really going to expand services. We're already providing them in a couple of different cities already, but we want to do more. And again, we want to bring people from other states, we have done this already, to Colorado to learn from us. We've actually got a pretty sophisticated ecosystem out here for the state, and specifically in Colorado Springs, to where we can provide some additional training, you know, and education for folks to come see how we do it. So there's a lot more exciting things in store for this, but I think the biggest one is that we are going to be expanding the reach to a national perspective, but we're going to run it from Colorado Springs.
Exactly. It is a great mission, Jonathan. Thank you so much for joining us, helping to educate about the Colorado, the soon-to-be National Institute for Social Impact, what you're doing. And we're going to dive deep into the Mount Carmel side of things, as Jonathan mentioned. $2 back into the community for every $1 coming in as a donation into Mount Carmel, and talk about that return on investment. We're going to dive into Mount Carmel, talk about that mission, how they do that, and the important things they're doing for our veteran community here across Southern Colorado. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast. It is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Mount Carmel is a nonprofit organization focused on our military members, veterans, and their families. They provide a number of services for veterans and families of any era, regardless of discharge status, anything from transportation, employment, behavioral health, wellness, and a number of veteran and family resources. They're located in Southwest Colorado Springs. For more information, just head on over to veteranscenter.org or give them a call at 719-772-7000. And a huge thank you to USAA, who we could not do this program, we could not help share these wonderful stories of what's going on in our veteran community without USAA. Joining me now on the podcast is Colonel Bob McLaughlin. He's retired from the Army. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Mount Carmel. And Colonel, thank you so much for joining us again. As always, thank you for your service to our nation and to your service to our veterans now in this next phase of your life.
I'm excited to be doing this mission at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. It's good to be on the podcast. You know, special thanks to Kent and Jonathan for their leadership in the community and their understanding of the importance of military families and veterans.
Exactly. And Bob, let's talk a little bit. We know we talk about it often here, but it can't go without saying just the great work that Mount Carmel is doing. And let's talk about the mission for the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and kind of get that recap. What is the overall mission and the guiding principles at Mount Carmel?
So our mission specifically is to provide opportunities for military members, veterans, and their families to integrate back into the community. Normally through transition or life transition, if you're a veteran. We want to make sure that in this military-friendly community, which has over 100,000 veterans, 100,000 active duty, that those who choose to make this region their home have opportunities to live productive lives. And that's our guiding principle, is to make sure that we're helping those who have served with a hand up, not a handout.
Exactly. And as Jonathan had mentioned, with the social return on investment study, really what is happening at Mount Carmel is making such an impact here across the region. And it's that $2 being impacted in the community for every $1 coming into Mount Carmel. And as the chief operating officer, how do you guys do that?
Well, it's really about the basic services, right? Everything that we do is about helping people through services. When you look at the needs of any community, you know, it starts with economic impact in our military and veteran community and the members, families as well, certainly have made an impact to this community. And then as you look at the hierarchy of needs or the at-risk behaviors that can be associated with service, from the most needy, could be addiction, could be suffering from post-traumatic stress, suicide prevention, all of the things that we do here to prevent lives from spiraling out of control, to make them productive citizens are critical. Some military members are ready to get out there and make an instant impact, and God bless them, and we help them too. Normally, someone who's in that condition wants to give back, so we have opportunities here for them to volunteer. In the case of somebody that might be struggling with transition, especially last year was an incredible year to help everybody. In my case, military and veterans that might have lost a job, that might have not had a job available to them in transition, that might have been struggling with food insecurities, rent assistance. I mean, all those things that we provide help them get through the week, through the month, and then be more productive as they get back on their feet.
Exactly. And it's, you know, as you mentioned, it's having that hand up, helping our veterans, especially the transitioning military members, veterans who may be in a rough part of their life. And it's helping to keep them out of those expensive systems. That part of that return is helping to create lasting change, getting those jobs and those long-term transition solutions to keep them out of the unemployment, underemployment services, or having them rely on other things that is being provided through the veterans services or through Mount Carmel as well.
No, it's critical. And doing this with partners, you know, you're going to get a chance to talk to Kent, who's been a great supporter of the community and Mount Carmel. We can't do what we do without the great work of partners that have programs, that have fiscal support, that connect us to people in need. You know, it takes a village, right? Everybody helping somebody or keeping an eye on somebody that might be isolated because of what happened last year with COVID, or a senior veteran that might need help at their house. So for me, I've learned that in the military, teamwork is critical. And in this community, it's evident every day. I always would say over the last year, COVID brought out the best and worst in our country.
Exactly.
You see it every day on the news. And in this community, what I've seen is the best, is people coming together to help everybody who might need it.
Exactly. And Bob, let's talk a little bit about how that opportunity came about to take part in this survey, the study from the Colorado Institute for Social Impact, when it comes to that social ROI that is being felt in our community starting at Mount Carmel.
Well, I've had the privilege to work with Jonathan even before he had this position. When I was serving on active duty, he was always giving back to the community in his position when he was with Aspen Point. So over the years, Jonathan and I have continued to work together to help military and veterans. I had an opportunity about 5 years ago to join the Better Business Bureau Foundation. Because Jonathan's so agile and versatile, the foundation very quickly became the National Institute for the Colorado Institute for Social Impact with Stacey Burns, who's fantastic. As a board member, I watched the evolution of the of what Jonathan just talked about. Then he and I spoke about Mount Carmel and what we're doing, and I said, why don't we look at trying to do a study of an organization like Mount Carmel? That's how the idea was born about a little over a year ago. Bart Halliday, who's also a veteran, very prominent businessman in the community from the Dakota Foundation, funded the project. It took about 6 months for Stacy and the team to get the results. And the results came out early this year in January with a lot of hard work from the Institute. And Jonathan told you, very, very pleasing results. A 2-to-1 ratio shows as a nonprofit that people who want to support us in any way know that in a short 5-year stint, it's a 2-to-1 ratio putting a $2 value back into the community. So, you know, this is just part of us telling the story. So the trust and confidence with the Institute, the trust and confidence with Mount Carmel, and, you know, we want to encourage other organizations in the community to get these kinds of studies done by the Institute, because Jonathan means business. He wants to help, and I'm here to support that initiative.
Exactly. You mentioned that it does take a village to help out with a number of the efforts that Mount Carmel does to help out with our veterans community. And what has the response been from a lot of the partners and other organizations that you work with, hearing about just that 2-to-1 ratio as far as the impact that Mount Carmel is making? You know, what's the feedback been from the partnership community within Mount Carmel?
Well, people are very inquisitive. They want to know, first of all, they're pleased. That's great. And then when somebody hears that in the nonprofit world, they want to validate it, right? Nonprofits need support. Many people who give us support want to know some of the details. Jonathan has said, if anybody wants to know the details that gives that ratio, work with us and we'll give them the details. Initially, people are very pleased. They want to know more about the Institute. I'm happy to connect them. I'm actually meeting with our community ambassadors this afternoon to share more of the news to them, because it means a lot in a community where you have public-private partnerships, where public dollars may be used to help a nonprofit, knowing that their dollars will be well spent and lives will be changed, lives will be saved.
Exactly. It is a wonderful mission. Again, to learn more about everything going on, the great services through Mount Carmel, just head on over to veteranscenter.org or give them a call, 719-772-7000. Colonel, thank you so much again for joining us here on the podcast, for everything you do, and for really helping to save those lives across our community.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Still ahead here on the Veterans Voice podcast, we are talking to one of those partners that helps out with a number of the efforts that Mount Carmel has going on. Still ahead here on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. And again, we couldn't do what we're doing here, sharing the life-changing, impactful stories coming out of Mount Carmel without the help from USAA. And joining us now on the podcast is the Regional Vice President for USAA, Kent Fortune. And Kent, thank you so much for joining us today on the Veterans Voice podcast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And let's talk a little bit. You know, we know USAA has a huge focus on the impact and really helping to support the veterans, service members, and their families. And let's talk about why that is so important for organizations like USAA to continue giving back to this portion of our community.
Well, I think it starts really, I think earlier Jonathan talked about it, a noble mission, and that's what we are at USAA, right? Our mission is to provide financial services for the men and women that served our great country and their families. And so we provide those types of services for them. But what we've learned over time is, how do we give back and how do we make a difference in the community? And so We have the company funds, and we also have a foundation that gives money back. And we kind of went through different iterations, but at the end, over the last, I'll say 5 years, we kind of went back to our members, because we're a member-owned company, and said, if we have extra dollars, or if we want to give dollars, what would you like to see us do? And obviously, the military being very giving, they said, absolutely, we want to give back, and let's take care of our brothers and sisters that served our great country and their families. And so we're passionate about taking care of them with their financial needs, but we also want to honor them and thank them for what they did, and how can we help them either as they continue to serve, or as they transition out, as Bob talked about earlier, as they transition out of that military service into that next stage of their career, how do we help them with that? Because there's a lot of sometimes angst or concern or just hard luck, whatever you would like to call it, as they go through that transition. And so how do we help them? And so over the last, it's been about almost 6 years, 5 or 6 years, that we've supported Mount Carmel, and the work that they've done has been amazing. We touch base with Bob on a regular basis. And so we couldn't be more proud of that relationship and the work that they're doing.
Exactly. And let's talk more about that partnership with Mount Carmel. You mentioned you touch base often. You're so proud of that impact that they're having. But let's talk more about the partnership and really the positives that you're seeing coming out of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, especially as we've mentioned this social return on investment survey that came out, really showing that every dollar invested into Mount Carmel is turning into $2 in the community, and that wider impact that's being felt here in the Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region area.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you can get accolades or awards to show the great work that you're doing, just further cements that you're investing in the right things. So to hear that today is very exciting, and I'm so proud of the work that they are doing and continue to do. And I think when we look at it, it's they're helping military as they transition out, right? I think Bob talked about it. It's like it's a hand up, not a handout. And so it's like, how do they give them the tools and resources they need to be successful? Because they want to be successful, but they, sometimes they don't know where to go. Sometimes they don't know the questions to ask. And so Mount Carmel has kind of created this almost one-stop shop where you can go in, and no matter where you are in that journey, they can help them go to that next journey. And we've seen, you know, reports of, you know, getting jobs, helping them with mental health, helping them be a better member in the community, helping them with their finances so that they can reduce their debt, so that they're not a burden to their family or to society. And when you start seeing those things and hear about them and hear the stories and see it on paper, I'm more of a visual person. So when you see those stories and hear those stories, those are the impacts that you know that our dollars are being used to do great things. And when they're expanding it even more, so if you give them $100, it now becomes $200 in impact. That has a huge and wide-ranging benefit for our community and the veterans and their families.
Exactly. You know, you hit it on the nail on the head earlier that the veterans community themselves have such a giving nature. Obviously, they get into the military to give of themselves, and that service and that, you know, commitment to others continues into their civilian life after they transition from military. And it's amazing to see companies like USAA who dedicate to giving back to those communities. And let's talk about some of the other programs, some of the other things going on at USAA, continuing to give back and to reinvest into our veteran and service member communities.
I think we've talked a little bit about it on the podcast, but right now during COVID, it's really difficult for us because we're trying to find new and creative ways to help. Because right now we've really tried to protect our employees and not have them go out quite yet out into the community. So we've been doing a lot of different virtual volunteer events and just reaching out to people, writing cards, thank you cards, get well cards, those types of things, partnering with different organizations. But the one thing that hasn't changed is that we're still giving out money and grants. And so last year we gave out some COVID relief, and we also started with kind of with the events that we unfolded last year with all the racial equity focus. And really that hit home to us. And the reason it hit home to us was when you think about the military is very diverse. You get people that come from all walks of life and from all social statuses. And really, it's a group that comes together and then they do amazing things to bring those missions to life. And so last year, Mount Carmel was one of the first organizations that we gave a racial equality grant to because of the programs that they have and the ways that they're helping African-Americans and Hispanics and those people to give them an opportunity once they get out of the military to be successful in that next journey of life. And so when we did that, we reached out to Bob and team and we talked a little bit about that and had a number of different programs to kind of partner up with on that. But we're super excited about the early results of that, and we're looking forward to continued great things going forward. But that's one of the things that we've kind of been focusing on lately, and another example of Mount Carmel stepping up and helping in this area.
Exactly. And as we've mentioned, USAA is the presenting sponsor of the Veterans Voice podcast. And we say it often, USAA is continuing to look to grow their team. And let's talk about some of the job opportunities. If somebody would like to become an employee, wants to help join that mission, what's available at USAA right now?
Yeah, so we have I don't get to use this word often, but a plethora of jobs. And so we have so many jobs right now. And really, the one thing that we've really kind of learned through COVID is that you can work from anywhere. And so we're really leveraging that. And so obviously, we have an office here in Colorado Springs. And so we have jobs where you can come into the building. But what we're finding is a lot of people like to work from home. And so that's really opened up our opportunities for our people in Colorado Springs, because now they can get jobs that maybe weren't available in the past, because you can work from anywhere. And so we have things from property and casualty insurance, to claims jobs, to things that are a little out of my realm of expertise, which is more on the staff, data and analytics, the technology side, really to kind of help us take data and make better decisions so that we can help our members out in their journey in life. And so I always recommend, they change on a daily basis, but I always recommend people to go out to usaajobs.com. And I looked this morning, there's like 4 pages of jobs for people here in Colorado. But it's just really an exciting opportunity, an exciting time to work at USAA just because of all the growth that we have on the employee side.
Exactly. Kent Fortune, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for everything you do, helping to help us share these stories, what you do partnering with Mount Carmel, and what you do day in and day out at USAA for our servicemen and women and their families and veterans, of course. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast. It is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center located here in Southern Colorado Springs, presented by USAA. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 over on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.